Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key.
Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. I've been saying that name for 16 years this month, and we're so happy to be able to say that. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, but more importantly, she's the world's expert on small business taxes, has written all the books on the topic, all the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes 2014, currently on the shelves right now, among other books, including her new book, Smooth Failing, which is an e-book that I certainly encourage you to check out. She's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, and happy anniversary to you, too.
Thank you.
Very much.
Yeah, exactly right. It's our anniversary. And don't tell Malcolm, right? Hey,
don't tell Devana.
Right. Hey, Barbara, I'm glad you're here because people still have time, if they haven't done it yet, if they have a corporation, they still have time to file an extension. Unless they want to go ahead and do the return, but either way, one of those two have got to be done by the 15th of this month, don't they?
Actually, you have till the 17th. Because
that's right.
It's tomorrow, which is a Saturday, so you actually have till Monday, the 17th, but that is the deadline. If you have a calendar year corporation, whether it's a C or an S, you have to file your 2013 income tax return or a filing extension.
Mm-hmm.
And the filing extension form 7004, easy peasy. You don't need to give a reason. You just need to put in the code, whether you're a C corporation or an S corporation. The code's on the front of the form, and you just send it in.
So, do you need to download the form, print it out, and then mail it in? Because we filed an extension. And when I asked about that, I was told that for some reason the electronic availability wasn't there, and I'm not sure what happened. But the last I heard was we just downloaded it.
You could
print it out and we mailed it in. But my point is, I just wonder if there's something going on there.
No. They just haven't gotten to programming everything.
Maybe we just didn't look at it right. But because we do it every year. But anyway, so the main thing, folks, is
fill it in online. Fillable forms, and you fill it in online.
I just wanted to say that if for some reason yours doesn't, your e-filing ability doesn't work, just print it out and mail it in.
Print it out and put a stamp on it.
Exactly. Right, Don't let this deadline. It's just too easy, isn't it, Barbara?
It's too easy to get the extension, and the extension gives you 6 more months. You have until the middle of September now to file, and so. If you don't have all your paperwork together,
if you haven't been able
to see your tax advisor, whatever.
Don't kill
whatever
yourself.
Reason.
But to remind the audience what this state is for and what it's not for.
For
S and Cs, right?
Yeah, it's only for S and Cs that file on a calendar year basis.
C corps, like the bigger companies, and S corps, like most small businesses, just corporations.
It's not for partnerships, limited liability companies, or sole proprietors.
Right.
Self-employed people who file by April 15th this year.
Right. Also, I'd like to remind people, Barbara, that this is the time of year, sometimes the dates are the same, when many states have some kind of a franchise tax.
Exactly.
Or some kind of a corporate tax or something. You know, it's usually, most states, it's a nominal amount. But it's one of those irritating little taxes that you got to deal with. So what do you think about that?
Well, you do have to check the date. A lot of states have different dates. States may have dates, for example, at the end of the month rather than the middle of the month
or next
month. So check specifically what date.
But it's usually in the first quarter, isn't it?
Well, pretty much around the first quarter.
Yeah.
So check. Also, you may have, depending on what state you live in, you may have a state corporate income tax return to file.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have to file one even if you have an S corporation and owe no tax. You still may have to file with your state. So
right.
check. And
so,
also check whether you need to file a separate filing extension if you want more time to file the state return.
Mm-hmm.
Some use automatic federal. If you got a federal extension, automatically gives you a state extension. Usually that works, in my experience, most states, if you don't owe any money. So
right.
if you're not paying money, it's automatic.
BarbaraWelfman.com is the website. Her new book, The Small Business Taxes 2014, the J.K. Lasser series by Barbara Welfman, is out right now. And plus all the other books that she writes. To 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.